Okay. Today is Daf Chaf Tes in Masechta Sota. Today she is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Le'ilu Nishmat, Zalman Menachem and Tovia. We are on the bottom of Chaf Chesem Beis. We are third line from the bottom. The first word is Rabbi Shmuel. Yesterday, Rabbi Akiva said a statement that if a woman is a Sota, then she can no longer eat Truma. If she, let's say she's a Bas Kohen or married to a Kohen, she can no longer eat Truma. Then Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Akiva, and by the way, you don't even need a Pasuk to tell me that a Sota can never marry a Kohen, because it's a Kal v'chomer. And we said, well, Rabbi Akiva never said anything about a Kohen, what's Rabbi Shmuel jumping? So now we're going to get into that Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Akiva that you don't need a Pasuk to tell me that a Sota cannot marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Akiva Truma. Rabbi Akiva was talking about Truma. Umahadr lei ihu kuhuna. And Rabbi Shmuel answered him back about kuhuna. Obviously, Rashi points out, Rabbi Akiva didn't hold from that Kal v'chomer. Because if he did, Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't have bothered him. So what's Rabbi Shmuel talking about? He sticks in out of the blue this issue about the Kal v'chomer of Truma. Rabbi Akiva never said a word. Vasu also, furthermore, L'Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, kahuna menale. So then how does Rabbi Akiva know about kahuna? If a sota can't eat truma, like Rabbi Akiva said, he must agree she can't marry a kohen either. They go hand in hand, really. So what's Rabbi Akiva's source for that, if there is a source? What's his source for that? Now, v'chi tema. And if you want to tell me, right, the Gemara is going to head off a possible question. V'chi tema. And if you want to tell me, kahuna lo tzricha kra, that kahuna doesn't eat a pasuk. You know why? Shahare asaba suffik zona kizona. Because we've taken this woman and we've made her from a suffik zona into a real zona. And we know that a zona can't marry a kohen. If that's true, then truma nami lo tibayi kra. Then truma also doesn't eat a pasuk. You know why? Same reason. Shahare asaba suffik zona kizona, because we've taken a partial suffik zona and we've turned her into a vadai, as we said yesterday, right? It's a suffik, but the Torah uses words of vadai, which means that whenever there's a suffik about this woman, we treat it as if it's a vadai until we know otherwise. So, those are the questions. First of all, what's Rabbi Shmuel talking about? All of a sudden, he sticks in about the kahuna. And Rabbi Akiva does argue on him. Because if he didn't argue, Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't have said boo. So what's Rabbi Akiva's makar? That's the question. Those are the two questions. We're going to answer both questions right now. So the Gemara answers as follows. Ella really, Rabbi Akiva, arba'a kroi ksivi. There are really four makoros. Four extra words. As Rashi points out, there are really three words plus the vav. Three nitma'az plus the vav. Chad labal, one to tell you that a sota, or a potential sota, can't live with her husband until it's resolved. V'chad laboel, one to tell you she can never again live with the other guy. She can't marry that other guy. Chad lekahuna, one to tell you that this sota can never marry a kohen. V'chad Latruma, and also she can never eat truma. Now, that's Rabbi Akiva, yeah?
She can
never marry a Kohen.
In other words, I'll
say right, okay. And then what happens? Now, if the husband divorces her, she can't marry a Kohen anyway.
Right.
And if the husband dies, she can't marry a Kohen. Right.
Let's say it's
resolved for the good, right? In other words, she's a tzaddikus.
Yeah, she
can't marry a Kohen. Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. That's the halacha. She can't marry a kohen. If she drinks and she's vindicated, she can't. And then the husband dies a few years later, he's an old man, she can't marry a kohen. But if he divorces her, she can't marry a kohen anyway.
Right.
So the only thing we can be talking about is death. Now, V'Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Talasa Kroi Tzivi, there are only three psukim. Chad labal, chad laboel, v'chad latruma. It's Dr. Freeman's question. V'kahuna, it's a v'kal v'chomer. I don't need another drusha to tell me that she can't marry a... I need a drusha to tell me she can't eat truma. How would I know that? Once I know that, I have a kal v'chomer she can't marry a kohen. The kal v'chomer of yesterday. Right? Now, which one's what? Should we repeat that again? What was the kal v'chomer of yesterday? The kal v'chomer of yesterday was... One second. The kal v'chomer of yesterday was... what was the kal v'chomer of yesterday? Right, here we go. That if a gerusha is a bas kohen, it's worth it to do this. The gerusha is a bas kohen. She's married to a guy, a Yisrael. He divorces her. They don't have any children. So she's allowed to go back to her father and continue to eat truma. Such a gerusha is muteris of truma, but she can never marry a kohen. Right, because she's a gerusha. So zu asota shasur b'truma, the kinani truma, ain't no din. For sure, she can't marry a kohen. That was his kal v'chomer. So is the true v'kun is the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yishmael, mimai de itzrich krol l'truma v'kahuna is the kal v'chomer. Why do we use one of the extra words to tell me that she can't eat truma, and then how do I know she can't marry a kohen? Kal v'chomer. Why don't we do it the other way around? Let's say, Dilma maybe, ki itzrach l'kahuna. The pasuk tells me that she can't marry a kohen. V'truma sharia. And maybe truma's mutter. To actual marriage, we're not going to allow. So truma, maybe it's mutter. So the Gemara answers, Amalach, Rabbi Yishmael will tell you, mistabra dumya debal uboel. It must be that there are three extra words here. One's debal, one's debal, one we don't know what to do with it. It's either truma or kahuna. Rabbi Yishmael said it's for truma. Why? Because it's dumya, debal, and deboel. Ma bal uboel mechayim, just like a bal and boel. Any issues with them are only as long as they are alive. Af truma nami mechayim. So too, the only potential... now we have truma and kahuna left. Kahuna, it's impossible for it to get off the ground to marry a kohen, for her to marry a kohen if her husband's still alive. Because if the husband's alive, the only way it can even get off the ground is if he divorced her. And if he divorced her, she can't marry a kohen anyway. The only way the shayla could come off the ground is if he died. If he died, then if he died, that's not dumya de baal and de boel. The issues of baal and boel are only while they're alive. So too, the third issue must only be something while they're alive, which is what? Can it be truma? In other words, if he divorces her, can she eat truma? The answer is no, she can't. What about kahuna? That's not like bal and boel. That would only get off the ground once the husband died. So it's not really similar. So therefore, Bishmal said, I have one I can learn from a pasuk. One, either will be mutter, truma will be mutter, or I can learn a kahuna from a kal v'chomer. I'll do that. Because truma is much more in line with baal and boel, which only exist during lifetimes, as opposed to kahuna, which only gets off the ground if somebody dies, namely the husband. Therefore, Rabbi Yishmael had a choice to learn from the third pasuk, truma or kahuna. He'd rather learn truma. It's much more similar to the other two. Ma ba. Amalach mastabra de dumi de baal ubol. Ma baal ubol mechayim, av truma nami mechayim. Just like the baal and the baal only exist during the lifetimes, so too, truma, the third issue, must be something that exists only during the lifetimes. Lafuke kahuna, which excludes kahuna, de laachar mesa. Laachar mesa. It only gets off the ground once there's a death. Because the issue of marrying a kohen can only exist once the husband dies. As long as he's alive, she can never marry a kohen. Even if he divorced her. That's not the same. Right, it could be by Gerusha. Let's say she doesn't have any children, so she goes home, and the answer is she still can't eat. Why? Because she was a sota. Yes. Right. Can I tell you? Right. She had divorced before that chance. Now, Rabbi Akiva, Dumi, the Baal Boel, last lay, he's not concerned with that problem. He's not concerned with that issue. So it doesn't resemble the Baal Boel, it's a big deal. But every drusha in the world has to always resemble. No. So you have four drushas, Baal Boel, Kohen, and Truma. Aye, the Kohen's the odd man out, because it only applies after, it's not a big deal, it only applies after the death. V'inami, or Islay, maybe does hold from the Kal V'chomer. Maybe Rabbi Akiva does hold from it. Nevertheless, we have this sometimes in Shas. Milsa de Isli b'Kal V'chomer, Torah because of Lakra. Something that's a Kal V'chomer. Nevertheless, the Torah sometimes goes out of its way to give you a pasuk. Happens. Okay. Now, fine. Very good. Today's daf is not easy. We're going to have a few more lines where it's bearable, and then it's going to get really hard by the two dots. So, yesterday we said that the makar for Safek Tumah is learned out of Sota. Right? That's what we said yesterday. It's learned out of Sota. Now, Rav Gidl Amar Rav is going to come along and say, I have another makar for the din that a Safek, whether it's Safek Tumah, we're going to treat it as Tameh or as Tahar. Another source. Amar of Gidl Amar Rav. Dover Sheyesh Bo Das Lishol. We said yesterday, one of the requirements for Safek Tumah was whether or not it was something that you could ask. Right? A Bar Das, that you could potentially ask. So we said a bed, if there's blood on the bed, you can't ask the bed. You can't ask a Sheretz. Now we had a question, can you ask a Katana? Right? On the one hand, she's under 12. But on the other hand, you could ask her. She's 10 years old, she knows something. So we had a suffix about that yesterday. Right? But a bed you for sure can't ask, a charity for sure can't ask. So, that was one of the requirements. A person you could ask. Even if he doesn't know the answer. I don't know. Did you touch that charity? I don't know. Fine, at least we don't know the answer. That's exactly the suffix. But at least you could ask the guy. But you can't ask the charity. Did you touch that person? You can't ask him that. You could ask him. The sheriff won't answer you, as far as we know. So, that's a question of yesh das lishol, ein das lishol. So, Amar v'gidl amar rab. Dover sheyesh bo das lishol, v'ein bo das lishol, mehai kro nafka. That issue, that requirement, is not one that is sota, really. It's really that of another pasuk, says Rav. The pasuk is in Parshas, in the Vayikra or Tav, and it says, the habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo ye'achel. Any tamei basar cannot be eaten. That means vaday tamei hu de lo ye'achel. Only if it's a vaday tamei it can't be eaten. That's the implication. Ha safek tamei if it's safek tahar. But what if it's a safek? Will be makel. Ye'achel, it could be eaten. Aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of that pasuk. The seifa of that pasuk says, "V'habasar kol tahar yochal basar." Right, and the basar that is tahar, you can eat that basar. That implies vaday tahu de yochal basar. Only if it's vaday tahar. Ha safek tamei v'safek tahar lo yochal. But if it's a safek, you can't eat it. So it's the same pasuk. It's Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud Tes. It's probably Parshas Tzav. Same pasuk seems to contradict itself. The implications contradict themselves. Elalav Shmamina, it must be, aren't we talking about? By the way, the first phrase is talking about V'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh lo yachel. Then the second half of the pasuk says, it says, Be'eshis Arev, V'habasar kol tahar, going on a person, yochal basar. The first half seems to be going on the meat, and the second half seems to be going on a person. Is the meat tahar tameh, or is a person tahar tameh? So the Gemara says, Elash Shmamina, Khan, here, with here, when it's talking about Tumas Adam, we're going to be Machmir. Why? Because you can ask him. Did you touch that meat or not? He's going to say, I don't know. So we're going to be Machmir. Kan sheyesh bo das lishol, when you could ask the person, such as a person, did you touch that meat? I don't know. But you could ask him, Kan, where are we going to be makil? Sheyein bo das lishol. Well, you can't ask the meat. By the way, did you touch that guy? Can't ask the meat that? It can't answer you. That's a situation of ein bo das lishol. Right. So again, if the person doesn't know, we're going to be machmir. But he's someone you could ask. And if the meat, which is someone you can't ask, we're going to be mekel. That's how you resolve the pasuk. So what do you see? We have another makar for the idea of the yesh bo das lishol, ein bo das lishol. The itzrichter of gidol amarav, itzrich lemiglo bisota. And you know what? We really need both makaros. We need sota, like we had yesterday, and we need of gidol amarav of today, of the tamei meat. The e may rav, if it only would have had from rav, havamina, I would have thought, bein brishos yachid, bein brishos rabim. I would have thought, the meat here, this meat, doesn't distinguish between brishos yachid and brishos rabim, which we said yesterday, it's a big distinction. And brishos rabim, we're going to be mekel, brishos yachid, we're going to be machmir. You know what? Then therefore, it's mechlimigl misota, I need sota for that. V'i misota, and if it only had sota, havamina, I would have thought, I would have thought you need the das of both the toucher and the one who got touched. In other words, you need the das of both parties, the husband and the woman. You need the das of both. So it only would apply in very unusual cases where you have two people that you could ask. But by the case of here by the meat, it's only one person. The other party is meat. Whether it's Tamei or Tar, I would say maybe the rules of this, all these sfeikos don't apply. You know what? Tzricha, they do apply. Because by meat, you only have one party that you could ask. A man, person. The other party is not someone you could ask, it's meat. But by sota, there's two people really. So you could ask him, by the way, what happened in there? Then you could ask her, by the way, what happened in there? I would think only that's the model of sota. And the only time we'll ever use these rules of sfeikos is if you have two parties. Just like sota. Kamash Malam, we have the case of meat. Only one party that you could ask. And we still will apply the rules. Therefore, we need both. Yeah. What's the habin here by the meat? We might just say whether it has Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. And then we resolve the suffix right away. It's a good question. Because we said yesterday that the no, so he's asking, what about the meat? Let me just find out where this tumah happened. Oh, so you have an, okay, I'll tell you why. Because then you have an issue of about that lishal or not. That's one of the requirements of yesterday. So you have a question of das lishol. That's also part of the question. They walk into beds in. We have a question of tumah. We don't know what happened. Okay, what did happen? Did it happen in Rosh Hashanah? Did it happen in Rosh Hashanah? Is it someone that we could ask? Right, we had said yesterday the other requirements of, it has to be that it's a suffix. For example, we said the case yesterday. Let's say there's three women in the bed. Right, we said Tosfos proved that three people already is considered Rosh Hashanah. So there's three people in the bed. And they wake up in the morning and they find tumah. Hold on. Okay. Let's say there are three women in the bed, and which is just a rabbin, because it's three, and they wake up in the morning, and lo and behold, there's blood, they find dam on the bed. So we're going to say suffix tumah, Rishus Rabim is Tahar? You hear? How could you say that? One of them is for sure Tame. So the rules are not so hard fast. They can't go against nature. Like we said, right, one guy's walking down one path. One guy walks down another path. So Rishus Rabim, public streets. One, we know this Tumah, one we don't know. And they don't know which path they went on. So we're going to say everyone's Tahar because it's Rishus Rabim? How could you say that? Someone's definitely Tame. So the rules are they're there when they could fit. If they can't fit, they won't say those rules. That's what Tosa said yesterday. Okay, here we go. Ready? Got to put your thinking caps on because it's not easy. The Mishnah says, "Bo bayom darash Rabbi Akiva v'chal kli cheres." Rabbi Akiva said that again. Tuma is as follows: you start off with an ava tuma. A mace is called an aviavosa tuma. You start off with an ava tuma. A sheret is an ava tuma. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that if a sheret goes into a kli cheres, the sheret, and it doesn't even have to touch the sides of the kli cheres, just the airspace, the kli cheres will become a rishon. The rishon will make a cookie that's been baking in there, a sheni, and then if there's any other food in there, the sheni will turn that food into a shlishi. That's what Rabbi Akiva said by chulin. We don't hold it to such a thing as shlishi by chulin. We hold it stops by sheni. But Rabbi Akiva said it even goes to a shlishi by chulin. When they heard that at the base of Medrash on that day, Rabbi Akiva said that, everybody said, oh, unbelievable. Because, you know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who lived before Rabbi Akiva, he held, like everybody else, that there's such a thing as shlishi by truma. And he was very nervous that the generations were going to come and undo his din about shlishi by truma. That we're going to get rid of that din. Because there's no makar in the Torah. But when Rabbi Akiva came along and said, it's even a shlishi by chulin, then don't worry, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is no longer alive. Then who's going to come and tell Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai what Rabbi Akiva just did? Because he saved the day for shlishi by truma. Because he holds a shlishi by chulin. So unbelievable, Rabbi Akiva did that. Right? And then we said that the din of a bezdin not being able to undo another bezdin unless it's greater than a chachma or minyan, which no bezdin ever is, because the three previous iterations are always greater. So how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai be afraid they're going to undo it? Right? So we answered that rule only applies by gzeiros and takanos. When a bezdin makes a gzeiro or a takana, you need a greater bezdin to undo the gzeiro or the takana. Here, it's a drasha. So at least they, maybe today not. I can come up with my own kal v'chomer. I don't know about that. But they were able to do that. So a later generation, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, could come up with a kal v'chomer or a pircha on a kal v'chomer that they would accept. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid of. But once Rabbi Akiva said what he said, he saved the day. What did he say? He said that he learned out of a pasuk that there's such a thing as a shlishi, even by chulin. Okay, he got it out of a pasuk. Now, because there's really no pasuk in the Torah that talks about shlishis by truma. Rabbi Akiva said it's shlishi by chulin. So, the Gemara says, Umei achar de'ein lo, so if there's no makar for itaka, so the lama tame. So then why is there tumi even? Right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid, who's going to cut Rabbi Akiva? So there is no source. If there's no source, so why is it tummy? It's the Gemara's way of asking. Okay, so let's take a step back, and where does tumah come from? So the Gemara says as follows: You're right. Amar Yehuda Marav min haTorah ain lo. There is no source in the Torah, but min hadin ain lo. We didn't kal v'chomer yesh lo. We have a kal v'chomer. Ready for this kal v'chomer? Umat vul yom. What's a tful yom? A tful yom is a person who was tameh. He goes to the mikvah on the last day of his tumah, and now he's waiting for nightfall. He's waiting for nightfall. Once nightfall comes, he's going to be 100% tahar. So he's a tful yom. He's waiting for nightfall. The halacha is that a tful yom is allowed to eat chulin. So isn't everyone allowed to eat chulin? Yeah. The point is, if someone's tame and eats chulin, he'll make the chulin tame. If you're tame and you touch food, you're going to make that food tame. A tful yom will not make food tame. He's already a tful yom. He's almost tar. He's almost tar. Also, besides chulin, the Gemara doesn't say it, Rashi always says it, also a tful yom is allowed to eat maaser sheni. He's allowed to eat maaser sheni. Someone who's tameh is not allowed to eat maaser sheni. So he already went to the mikvah. The only thing he's waiting for is nightfall. So tvul yom is allowed to eat maaser sheni, is allowed to eat chulim. He no longer has the power to make things tameh. He can't eat truma, by the way. He can't eat truma, because truma is considered more holy. But he can eat chulim, he can eat maaser sheni. So, here we go. Uma tvul yom. You have a tvul yom. Shemutr b'chulim. He's allowed to eat chulim. Nevertheless, posel b'truma, he is not allowed to eat truma, and if he touches it, he'll make it tameh. That tahar, he's not. He's like a sheni, exactly. He's like a sheni. So he's allowed to eat chulin and maaser sheni, but he's not allowed to eat truma. Posel b'truma, he'll posel it if he touches it. So kikor sheni, a cookie that is a sheni. Sheposel b'chulin, right, which can become a sheni by having it somehow it touched chulin and it became a sheni. Eino din shiyasa shlishi. Can it make a shlishi? The Kavachomer is as follows. A tful yom is more makel than a sheni. Why is a tful yom more makel than a sheni? Because a tful yom is allowed to eat maaser sheni. A sheni is not allowed to touch maaser sheni. Only a tful yom is allowed to eat. A sheni can't touch maaser sheni. A tful yom can. See, even though you ask me, well, is a tful yom like a sheni? He is like a sheni, but he's even worse than a sheni. He's even worse, better. He's even more makel than a sheni. He's more makel than a sheni. Why is he more makel than a sheni? Because he's allowed to eat maaser sheni. And regular shenis can't become tame with maaser, can't touch maaser sheni. If you're a sheni, you can't eat maaser sheni. That's the point. If you're a sheni, you can't eat maaser sheni. What if you're a tful yom? You can't eat maaser sheni. So even though we said a tful yom is a sheni, he's really better than a sheni. He's more tahar than a sheni. Why? He's allowed to eat maaser sheni. And yet, he can't eat truma. So then a real sheni, which can't eat maaser sheni. Now, we're talking about a cookie. So a cookie can't eat anything anyway, but it's the same idea. So a real sheni that can't come into contact with maaser sheni. So he for sure can make it into a shlishi. That's the Kal Vachomer. Like that Kal Vachomer? Now, Rashi says, we don't apply the rules of Dayo. Dayo is that you can never take a Kal Vachomer and extend it further, which is what we're doing here, because we got a shlishi out of this Kal Vachomer. But if you don't say this Kal Vachomer, then there is no Kal Vachomer. And the rules of Dayo can't... Dayo says you can't extend the Kal Vachomer beyond what the Chomer is. Right? What's a Kal Vachomer? Kal Vachomer is if I can lift 100 pounds, I can for sure lift 10 pounds. Right? So if a Tful Yom can't touch Truma, so certainly a Sheni can't touch Truma. And now we extended it to say, and a Sheni can make it into a Shlishi. That's an extension. We don't need a Kal Vachomer to tell me a Sheni can't touch a Sheni. We know that already. So the extension's permitted. So what do we get out of this Kal Vachomer? That a Sheni can make a Shlishi. That's what we got out of this Kal Vachomer. By Truma, anyway. By Truma. A Sheni can make a Shlishi, a Truma into a Shlishi. Right? From Tzul Yom.
So what's a Sheni? It's considered Chulim, don't you say?
Yes, it's considered Chulim. But a Sheni can't touch it. Right? It's a little, has a little Kedusha to it. A little bit. Right, has a little bit of Kedusha. Right. Can't eat it when you're a Tame. You can't eat it when you're a Sheni. What about a Tzul Yom? A Tzul Yom can eat it. Now, the Gemara says, wait a minute, I have a good piruch on this Kal Vachomer. Ikel Mifrach, you know? Ma Tzvul Yom Shekeit Avatuma. A Tzvul Yom is an Avatuma. A Sheni is not an Avatuma. A cookie can't be an Avatuma. Rashi says, only things that can ever go into the mikvah can become Avatumas. Like people or Kelim. A cookie can never become an Avatuma. Maybe that's why we're so makel by Tzvul Yom. Because it's an Avatuma. It's such a Machmir... But by a cookie, we would never say such a thing. We would never say that a cookie can become a shlishi. Only by avatumas will say such a rule. Not by cookies.
He was not.
Right. So that's why. That exactly. It's exactly why we will allow a tful yom to eat maaser sheni. But how could you say that any time a cookie that's a sheni can make a shlishi? How could you say that?
Is that a backwards
Kal Vachomer? It sounds backward, doesn't it? I'm sorry. Maybe only because you're an Avatuma, that's why you can't, when you're a Tful Yom, you can't touch Truma. Oh, when you're an Avatuma, you're a Tful Yom, you can't touch Truma. But who said that a cookie that's a Sheni can't touch Truma? Maybe because we're so machab Avatumas. Right, you're right, I'm sorry. We're so machab Avatumas, that's why a Sheni, that's why a Tful Yom can't touch Truma. Who said a cookie can't touch Truma? That's the Kasha on the Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara says, Tesi mi tful yom de sheretz. What about a tful yom who touched the sheretz? A Tvul Yom who touched the Sheretz, by the way, is not an Avatoma. He's a Rishon, because the Sheretz is the Av. He's one step removed. But you know what? The rules don't change. He's still not allowed to touch Truma, so the Kal V'chomer is still good. So he says, what are you talking about? But Ma'al Tvul Yom the Sheretz, Shekein B'mino Avatoma. No, but in that world, you can have. What about the Sheretz itself? What about, just because Demino means people. But people can be Avatomas. So you found me one unusual situation where a person could be a Rishon, because he would touch a Sheretz. Fine, but this rule's still true. The rule's still true. Maybe the only reason why it was so Mekil, or so Machmir, is because many times, generally, the person's going to be an Avatoma. Even if he's a Rishon, the rules don't change. So a Zav, or a Zava, or a Metzor, all these are Avatomas. Guy touched a Meith. All these are Avatomas. And what's the Halacha? The Halacha is, a Tvul Yom can't touch Truma. What is one case? If a guy touched a Sheretz, and now he's a Rishon, he also can't touch Truma? That doesn't change the rule. It doesn't change the rule. We're more Machmir by Avatomas. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kli Cheres Yochiach. A Kli Cheres will disprove. A Kli Cheres will come to the rescue. Why? Because a Kli Cheres, there's no way that a Kli Cheres can become an Avatoma. In the sense that, Kli Cheres can become an Avatoma. But it can't make a person into a Rishon. A person can make something else into a Rishon. A Kli Cheres can't do that. Why? Because Kalim can't make people into Rishons. Only Avatomas can make people into Rishons. A Kli Cheres can't do that. So a Kli Cheres, even though it could be called an Avatoma, in the classic sense, it doesn't have the power to make someone else a Rishon. It can only make food or other Kalim. Can't make people. So it's not really the same. It's a little different. Yet, if it could make Truma into a Shlishi, that it could do. Right? So since it has the power to do that, it's a case where you have a non-Avatoma. It's not an Avatoma in the sense that it can't transfer Tumah further to people. In that sense, it's not an Avatoma. It's a non-Avatoma that can make Truma into a Shlishi. So therefore, the Kal V'chomer still stands. Now, it's not really a Kal V'chomer anymore. We've gone now from a Kal V'chomer really to a Mamatzinu. Right? I have other sources in the Torah, and I can apply it to the case of Truma. Ma l'kli cheres. What about a kli cheres? You know why a kli cheres has the power to turn a truma into a shlishi? Shekein matame ma'aviro. Because a kli cheres is so unusual. It can be matame in the airspace. You don't even have to touch the wall. I have a huge pot of cheres, and I stick something into the sides of the wall. I don't even touch the pot. And everything in there is tame, and I can turn truma into a shlishi? Yeah, because it's so machar kli cheres. What about when it's not a kli cheres? No one has such rules. We never say such a thing. There's such a thing as airspace. Only by Kli Cheres. That's why a Truma can be turned into a Shlishi. Only because of that. So you know what? Tvul Yom Yochiach. A Tvul Yom will be Mochiach. And you know what? The Chazar Adin. We have a Mamatzinu here. It's a Mamatzinu and a Kal V'chomer at the same time. Ma lo ri'izeh k'rizeh v'lo ri'izeh k'rizeh. Neither one can do it alone. Hatzad HaShava Shebehen. What's the Tzad HaShava? She mutarin b'chulin. In all these situations, they are mutter for chulin. In other words, what does that mean, shemutar b'chulin? That a tvul yom and a kli cheres are their tame, right? And they will pasel truma, right? They'll pasel truma, but uposlin b'truma, they'll pasel truma. So we have two cases. We have a kli cheres and a tvul yom. That what? That they themselves are, you can make shlishis with them. You can take chaney, make them into shlishis. So too, a kikar can turn something into a shlishi. Kol shkein kikar chaney sheposel b'chulon. It can become pusel by a chulon, meaning it can become a chaney. The posel b'truma, it can turn it into a shlishi. Right? So from the cases of Kli Cheres and Tful Yom, both of them can become a Sheni, and they could both make Shlishis. So too, a cookie, a regular Sheni, can become a Shlishi. That is the Mamatzino. Now, the Gemara asks, very difficult question. V'dar achar parach. Now, what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai afraid of? What were they going to do? This is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's din. Now, I got out of it that a Cheney can make a Shlishi into Truma. Right? I got out of that. And what was he afraid of? Oh, but the next generation is going to undo this. How are they going to undo it? It seems to be a pretty rock-solid Kal Vachomer / Tzad HaShaveh. Pretty okay. You have two cases in the Torah. I have Kli Cheres and Tful Yom that are both can become Shenis and make Shlishis. We proved that. So too, any cookie can make a Truma into a Shlishi. Why not? Right? The Kal Vachomer of that a Tful Yom is worse than a Sheni, still we need that. It's better than a Sheni, and yet it can turn Truma into a Shlishi. So too, any Sheni can turn Truma into a Shlishi. We said a Tful Yom is different, it's an Avatoma, so we have Kli Cheres for that. Right? Now, what was the Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai afraid of? He was afraid of the following. Mal Tzad HaShaveh shebehen, what about the Tzad HaShaveh, shekin yesh behen Tzad Chamor? But the Tzad HaShaveh has a case of Kli Cheres and a case of Tful Yom that are both Machmir. A Kli Cheres is Machmir because it's Matama from the air. And a Tful Yom is Machmir because it's an Avatoma. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid this whole lumdus was going to be undone. Yeah, what's the question, Moish? That's every Tzad HaShaveh. Every Tzad HaShaveh has situations where you have Machmirs. Each one has a Chumrah that therefore we can't learn it to the whole Torah, but together we can. Right? I can't learn alone that a Tful Yom could teach me that any Sheni could turn Truma into a Shlishi. Maybe only a Tful Yom could do it because it's so Machmir. Why is it so Machmir? It's an Avatoma. So I need Kli Cheres to help out. Kli Cheres helps out because the Kli Cheres does not make Avatomas. But Kli Cheres is a different Tadash, it's a different Machmir. It's been talking about the airspace. Yeah, but Tful Yom doesn't have that Chumrah. So together, we have a Tzad HaShaveh. Plus the Kal Vachomer that a Tful Yom is better than a Sheni. So he says, well, there was a for all, those two are so Machmer. But you always have that by Tzad HaShaveh. Every Tzad HaShaveh is going to be undermined. So Tosfos answers that. It's in Ksuvos this question comes up. But by the way, there's no Tosfos on this page, it's only Rashi. So Tosfos answers, you see what kind of this is gigantic Rashi. Tosfos answers, what? Tosfos answers because here the Chumras are so unique and so unusual that we were afraid that people would still undo the Tzad HaShaveh. To do a time in the airspace that's so unusual that breaks every rule of Tumah. We never have such a thing. I'm near the Tumah and therefore it becomes Matame. You never have such a thing. So unusual that was going to be a reason to undo it. But you have Tful Yom. What's so unusual about a Tful Yom? That it's an Avatoma. So unusual. That's what Tosfos answers. It's the best I can come up with. Okay, next. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Tzad Chamor, lo paruch. He wasn't concerned about that. Maybe for our reasons. Because if you're going to be concerned about it, there's no end to undermining all Tzad HaShaveh. Now, we're going to say the exact same thing that we just said, the same lumdus to get to a revi'i by Kudshim. As we know, there's no such thing as Truma. Truma stops at a Shlishi. But if Truma touches Kudshim, it'll make the Kudshim into a revi'i. How do we know that? Same exact logic. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Menayin le-revi'i b'kodesh apostle. How do you know that a revi'i by Kudshim exists? V'dinhu, it's a Kal Vachomer. Now, Ma Mechusar Kippur, what's a Mechusar Kippurim? Mechusar Kippurim is somebody who's also a Tful Yom. He can even be the day already finished. And he still has to bring Karbanos. So until he brings Karbanos, even though he went to the mikvah and the day fell, the hair of Shemesh happened, there's a little Shemet still of Tumah until he brings his Karbanos. What Shemets of Tumah is there? He can't eat Kudshim. That's the only thing he can't do. Maybe he can't go to the base of Mikdash. He can eat Truma already. Everything, just not that. So, Uma Mechusar Kippurim. Bitruma. Shemuta Bitruma. A Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma. Pasul Bikodesh. He can't eat Kudshim. So a Shlishi. A Shlishi. Shepasul Bitruma. a shlishi, which can make something into a truma. In other words, a truma can become tamei to the degree of shlishi. Eino din sheyaseh revi b'kodesh. Isn't it true that a shlishi could turn something into a revi? It's the exact same lundus. Mechusa kapurim is more makel than a shlishi. Why? Because the mechusa kapurim is allowed to eat truma. It's the exact same logic as before. He's allowed to eat truma. He's not really a shlishi. He's better than a shlishi. He can eat truma. A shlishi can't come into contact with truma. A shlishi is going to make... A truma can become a shlishi. That can't exist. But a mechusa kapurim can eat truma. So a mechusa kapurim is more makel than a shlishi. And yet he can't eat kachim. So too, a shlishi can make revi into kachim. A shlishi can make kachim into revi. That's the kavachomer. The exact same logic as before. That was from Shani to Shlishi, now this is from Shlishi to Revi. It's the exact same logic. V'lamadnu Shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah. And we know that a Shlishi can become Kodshim. That's from the Torah. And Revi mikal v'chomer. And the Revi is from mikal v'chomer. How do you know that a Shlishi can become Kodshim? V'shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah minolam. How do you know that? The Chsib, because it says, V'abosar ha-shehiga b'chol tamei lo yachel. The Basar, this is talking about the Basar of Kodshim. Now, milo askin and zanaga b'sheni. Didn't it touch a Shani? In other words, the Torah wants to tell you the worst possible scenario, how this meat's going to become tameh. So it became tameh from an avatumah. I need the Torah to tell me that. It must be, it's the worst, what's the worst? Even a sheni made it tameh. So I have a pasuk for that. That a sheni turned it into a shlishi. How do I know it could even be turned into a revi? I have the kal v'chomer. V'yom rachmana lo yachel. You can't eat that. Now, v'revi mi kal v'chomer kidah maron. The revi is a kal v'chomer, like we said before. Oh my goodness. Amr of Yochanan, Tam Beribi Eini Yodea Mahu. I don't understand Rabbi Yossi's, he calls him Beribi, I don't understand Rabbi Yossi's reason. I don't understand that reason. You know why? Sharei Tshuvaso Betzito. Because the question's right there. Ochel Haba Machmas Tful Yom Yochiach. Ochel, that a Tful Yom can't touch, can't eat. You know what? Let's stop here because it's not going to be easy, and we're not going to finish it in 1 minute. So we'll stop here, and we will pick up tomorrow right here where Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't understand Rabbi Yossi. We'll pick up right here. It goes all the way through to tomorrow. We get, don't worry, I'm on the basis of Agadata tomorrow, and I promise you, the end of Sota is full of Agadata. You're going to be wishing for Lamdas. So we'll pick up again tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.